Someone after the Shida. Is there an Indian when you're learning Gemara to pronounce the words properly? Now there's in Kume, in
Krishma, many times, we don't pronounce it properly.
What?
Right. We some of the words, if you take a look at the art scroll, the diktat that they have, the yeshivisha world doesn't do it the same way.
I know. I remember when I was
like
in
ACV.
I was in a
chair. Don't say ACV.
I was in a hakras chair for Gittin over 50 years ago. And the first mission is you bring a get me, Rechem Lachager. One of the guys told Rabbi Hakri, he's mispronouncing it. Because if you look in the Rashi, he says it comes from the Targum. And you look in the Targum, and then the Kudas is different. Rabbi Hakri told him, you might be pronouncing it right, but you'll be laughed out of the yeshivisha world.
There you go.
But the question is that halakhically correct? In other words, is there some Indian? I know anyone have any bikis on the shivas?
In the Gra biography, there's a story that one of the Talmidei HaGra brought his son to be tested by the Gra, and he started the mission on Ksubas Elu Naros, Jeshlan Kanas, and the Gra stopped him and said, it's not Elu Naros, it's Elu Naros, and he changed and he's got the Nakudas right and said, if the pronunciation at the emphasis is the beginning, not the end. And he said,
can you send that to me? I'd like to see that.
All right, I have to find it. I think it's in the second, it was in volume, the second one of the three volumes set.
If you could find that, I would really appreciate it, because someone asked me to Shida, I had the Shida, and I really, I think, I'm trying to do research on the Shida. In other words, I would assume that on Torah Shabbat Peh, there is no Indian of pronouncing the words correctly.
I think they claimed the Grub Bashita held, I think that was their claim, that the Grub Bashita held that you should pronounce them correctly.
And you should.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're saying from your story.
Or I asked Rabbi Gumblad that once, and he said that after that it's Dafka for the Mishnah is like a different din than the Gemara, because the Mishnah is like the Torah, so maybe it's
It's a Sara. Maybe it's only Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's an interesting Shaida. I never heard anyone in the, trying to be Nisar and pronouncing in words properly. But I also saw a Maisa from the Gra, in the one of these from the Gra, that he was into pronouncing words properly. So I'm getting nervous.
Well, didn't the Gra have like a lot of shittos that whenever in the Skabal? Yeah.
Oh, Kvi. We have Masora Kvi, Rebbe. The Kvi is not.
How you not pronounce it?
That's not how. No, but that's the Masora, no?
Well, I don't know. What is the right way? I always pronounce it Kvi.
I think it's Koi. Is looking art school. It says it's Koi. Yeah.
Okay. You never. No one will know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I just mean to say that there are certain things that we do mesoratically pronounce them differently than they're properly pronounced.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm just wondering is there an Indian thing machmer in that, or that's just the way it is, and that's how we do it. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, it's an interesting shot. Anyone has any bikias? I would appreciate if they can send me the bikias. Okay. Also, I want to start, Dr. Gwanda gets a mazel tov, a Zaydi. I don't know. We give a mazel tov.
Are you in? You're out?
Thank you.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Okay. We have his son here.
Mazel tov.
We get a double help. Okay. Anyway, let's start. We're starting something relatively, it looks like a relatively easy Gemara. You never know. We always say that eating Gemaras are fool you sometimes. The beginning starts eating. Let's start at that vote. Top of that vote. Hatan Hashava Shabahem Lasuye Mai. There's a Mishnah that says, there is something the Mishnah needs a Tzad HaShavet. So there's some case that's learned out from the Tzad HaShavet. It means that you couldn't learn out from a binyan, and as it's not a tolda of one, it's not learned straight. One of, but you need a Tzad HaShavet, and the Tzad HaShavet tells you then it's chayiv. Okay. I don't really know what the question is. In other words, I mean, the answer is obvious. The answer is, if you come up with a case that has, the Mishnah says the pirchas are, Question is, does a Mishnah have to have a practical shayter or a lumdish and afkamina? In other words, if Mishnah's right in lumdish or Mishnah's right in mitzias? If a Mishnah's writing in lumdish, and there's almost no question, what do you mean? What's the my nafkamina? The nafkamina is obvious. If you have some of the perches, you know, what's a big shaida? Of course, just trying to see if someone's trying to get on. I can't get him on. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, well, hopefully it's okay. Right. In other words, if the question is that you have to have a practical case, so then I understand the question. The Gemara couldn't find a practical case, but if Mishnahs are allowed to talk, you know, like a Priskalu Yitzur, so it's a silly question. Mine asking my ask you the simple case. It comes from the Priskalu Yitzur. If you have the kudas of all the different of us together. You don't have kavanos and hazik, and you don't have anod hazik, and you don't have hodeh from hazik, and you don't have tchidas asiyos and hazik.
But Rebbe, there wouldn't even be a nafkamina in lumdus. I'm saying if there's nothing that should, then there's never, and there's never a shavas, so then there's nafkamina in lumdus either.
What?
I'm saying sada shavas is a torni dreshes behem. So if it wouldn't have any application, then it wouldn't be a nafkamina in lumdus either.
No, in such a case, you'd be chayiv. What's wrong with that? You want to understand what the sibas hamachayiv is.
It's
telling you to understand the havana that at the end of the day, the sibas hamachayiv is not kavanos and hazik, and the sibas hamachayiv is not hodech umazik. And the Sivas of Mechaev is not Ruachaev, and the Sivas of Mechaev is not Midas Asiyasin and Nazik. And therefore, Lu Yitzur, you had a creature that was missing all of the above, it would still be Chaev. It's teaching you the Lumdus. Ayim and Sias is no such case.
Okay, who says you can make a binyan?
We never care about
binyan. Who says you can make a Midas Torni Dreshes behind to teach you a Lumdus?
I thought we always
Midas Torni Dreshes was given to teach you a din. If there's no din to be learned from the Midas Torni Dreshes behind, then there's no application of the whole concept.
Okay, I don't know. You're making up a rule. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's true. Anyway, I don't know. So
Rabbi, doesn't the Gemara always ask on the Mishnah everything zeh klal lo sui mai minyan lo meute mai? That's just return. The Mishnah says a phrase. The Mishnah just didn't write phrases just because it felt like it. It's saying it to teach us something.
Right, but I'm saying
hakol lo sui mai. So zeh klal lo sui mai. So
it's be teaching you lumdus. In other words, there's a very we very often feel, you know, we're learning Baba Kama. I don't want to say we're not learning in the Maisa, because of course, hopefully we are learning in Maisa, but we're not really planning al piderech hadevet to paskin these shaydas, because they don't usually happen. But what we're trying to do is understanding the hashkafas haTorah. That's definitely one of the ikker purpose. I take it back. We want to learn halacha Maisa too, otherwise it won't be amenaz lasos. So it is a very important thing to understand what is it that when the Torah says that you're mechayev on a mazik, what is the sibas of mechayev? So is it, if you didn't have this tzad ha-shava, you would say, because someone I think Gupa says, ma tzad ha-shava shekein that you have a tzad chumra. Someone Gupa asked that question. Why do we make a tzad ha-shava? The way the Mishnah says it, you can make a tzad ha-shava. You have one tzad chumra. So the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush. That's not what we do. We don't make a tzad. You don't say that you need one tzad chumra. In theory, even if you have no tzad chumra, you're chayav. That's an important yisoid in Havana. So you should understand what's the sibas ha-mechayev. The sibas ha-mechayev is memaincha u'shmiras anecha and nothing else. There's no such case. Okay, there's no case. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down. I don't know. So either the answer is
Shmiras Alecha, Sivas Mechayev.
What?
Shmiras Alecha
is a you see that you need, once the Tzad HaShava tells you that these are the two ingredients that you need, so that's Pashas, the Sivas Mechayev. If they're a part of the Sivas Mechayev, otherwise, the fact that you need it means it's part of the Sivas HaMechayev. So you would have had a Havamina that part of the Sivas HaMechayev is Dark Olena Chulahazik. Part of the Sivas HaMechayev is Ruach Hayim. Part of the Sivas HaMechayev is Chulas HaSios HaNezik. Or maybe the Sivas HaMechayev is to have one of those. So the Mishnah is saying, no, the only thing you need for the Sivas HaMechayev is Dark Olahazik and Shmiras Alecha. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is you should understand the concept. So, okay, I don't know. Pashup shot is, okay, so that the I don't know if the mission doesn't do such things. I don't know. Those are people who remember the Rashiva's whole purple share on, right? And the Rashiva and Gita and Tsuvis, and they argue with, we talked about Shad Rav Chaim, that the, whether I don't remember. You know, it's many years since I listened to Bill Pusher. But someone must remember the Rav Chaim about that the Rambam argues with Taisus on Karka Oidam. And he said that his answer was that there's it's for a Luyasur, the Hekish is to a Luyasur case. There's a Luyasur case. Now, there ain't no Chinami. I mean, see, there is no case of Karka Oidam because I don't remember why anymore. The heckish was, if Lu Yitzur, there'd be a Karka Odom Dika case, this would be the din, and then we learn out from there to other places, whatever. So the yeshiva are right.
We're mockish from the Lu Yitzur to a Yitzur. And say we're making a heckish.
Okay. But I'm saying, but the yeshiva are right seems to be in that you're allowed to live in the world of Lu Yitzur. Okay, so you're saying that's different. Okay. Anyway, but
I still understand how
the Rashiva that's always been dyed from the Rush, that the Rush Taka learns it is Yitzuyer, so.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry, what?
How does the fact that it's Shmiras Alecha, how is that a Sibas Machayev? Isn't that the Siman that you're Machayev, the fact that you, you have Shmiras Alecha, why? Because you have a Siba, because otherwise you're Chayev.
No, the Shmiras Alecha, because and now that you didn't take care of your Shmira, you know, that's part of the Mechayev Pashtas. You were supposed to watch, and you were Poshea, and you didn't watch, so that's why you're Chayev. So these are ingredients. Poshep Shad is, if the Tzad HaShava tells you that you need this to be Chayev, the reason why you need them to be Chayev is because they're part of the Sivas HaMechayev. And according to the Havamina, that you needed Ruach Chaim, Shad is Ruach Chaim is part of the Sivas HaMechayev because that makes it Asik Adaite. According to the Havamina, that you need Horech U'Mazik, Horech U'Mazik is part of the Sivas HaMechayev because also it makes it a greater Pshia. The end is that as long as it's Shmiras and Aleha, that's enough of a Pshia to Mechayev you. You don't need the extra Zeres and it's Holech Umazik, etc., etc. But okay, I would go further. But I'm just saying, it's a little bit of a funny question. But okay, you know, there is the simple shot is like Yosef Sibral said that the Mishnah doesn't talk Lu Yitzur, the Mishnah talks only in Metzias. But I don't know, that's against the pashtus. Okay, Shamir says it's not against, but it's against the pashtus of Yeshiva Sharet. Yeshiva Sharet, that we always make Mishnahs things lu yitzur. It's a, you know, we answer a question with a priska lu yitzur. Okay, let's continue. Asu yemai. Amar Abaye, asu yamna sakino maso shenichem rosh gago v'naflo v'ruch mitzuyah v'ziko. So it's coming to tell us, and Avno Zakino Maso in a Rosh Hagag, the Nafla Baruch Mitzuyah, as if it would have been a Ruach Sheinah Mitzuyah, you're really Potter, because you're like an Ines. But it was a Ruach Mitzuyah, you're Chayit. So Mar says, Hey Chidami, Iba Adi Deko Aziko Mazki Yainu Eish. In other words, you don't need a Tzad HaShava. You can just learn it out straight from Eish. Maishna Eish Deko Acher Mu'urabo. Okay, so here the Gemara is saying that the Metzias of Eish is Koyach Achem Urabo Mimayin Chashmiras Alecha. It would sound like from here that Koyach Achem Urabo is a Kuda or a Chumra. Everyone's muted.
It sounds like a
kula. What?
I thought it's a kula.
It's a kula.
Yeah, but what has been the lashon of the Gemara? Ma'ishna eish tekayach acher murabo u'memaincha mishmiras alecha. So it sounds like it's a chumra, because just like memaincha mishmiras alecha are chumras, so the kayach acher murabo sounds like it's a chumra.
Why do you have to call it a chumra? Just if it's a mechayev. The Torah says
a mechayev means it's a chumra. It's something that's that's the same thing. It's something that
you know if it's eish or something else. What tells you it's an eish is that it's called chacham urabo.
What?
What tells you that it's an eish is that it's called chacham urabo.
I don't know.
Because otherwise, it would be something else.
Not held true by board.
You don't need the physical characteristics. We only have characteristics. To make something a toda of eish, is you don't need, just like by shore, the fact that it's an animal relevant. We only characteristics that we find that are relevant are kulas and chumras.
I mean, sometimes the kulas are relevant, like Shane is hanola ziko, right?
Okay, so that's a chumra.
But the
language pashim shat. Ma'ishna eish dekayach achem urabo, umamaycha, mamaycha is a chumra, v'shmiras alav. So it's saying that if you have these three chumras, you're an eish.
Why can't you say
that's a very, very daichek reading. However, for all you smart people, who says that, Shan? Was a bucky in the Masechta. So Taisus on that base. Taisus on that base says this chat.
But doesn't
Taisus not say this chat? Taisus on that base. Tibia Masco, the low Zevizet says in the middle of Taisus, behold, I'm reading the cabin, and the person in the brackets wrote that Gimel Mabez and that book. Now, it could be the person made a mistake when he wrote that, but that's what the person wrote. Now, we don't have that on that vav, so I don't know, but that's the person wrote that vav. So, Poshib Shat, it happens to be right. That Taisus comes along on that base and says this tremendous daichik. That when it says koyach achem urabo means even, in other words, you don't need koyach achem urabo to be eish. If you don't have koyach achem urabo, then you're for sure eish. It's a kal v'chomer.
Well, let's look at the next Gemara, right? We look at Rava. Rava says, even though it's not koyach achem urabo, right?
Okay, but I'm going. I like to go in order because not everyone read the next Gemara again. So let's go in order.
But it's using it the other way. So you
feel I understand. Let's go. That's right.
Cool on a Gemara.
That's right.
Rebbe, can we understand the Apple P like meaning that even though I would think that Avner Skimaso would be putter because it's called Chamurbo, and Aish, though, you see that it's Chayiv even though it's called Chamurbo, so therefore you see that you can't be Mechayiv even though.
Right. Well, in other words, the Koyach HaChemurabo is a Kula, yes. But the it's strange because you're putting it in the same sentence with your Chumras. You say, Ma'ishna Eish, the Koyach HaChemurabo, Ume Ma'ichashmaza, and Ma'ichashmaza is a Chiyuvim.
Even though it's called HaChemurabo, it's still Mamon Chashmaza Lecha, therefore.
Okay, that's somewhat of a Daichik read, but that seems to be the way Taibis reads it. Now, the million-dollar Shaiva, let's read Rashi. Is Rashi reading it like Tysus, or is Rashi disagreeing? Right. That's Tysus clearly on that base, assuming that whoever put the brackets in is correct. I am not sure he's correct, because Tysus is quoting the words of Tysus. We don't have I'm a little skeptical that he's 100% correct. But Pashas, he's correct. So assuming. Correct. I assume there's a great person who pulls that in. So he's saying that Tavis is learning AFOP. It's Kodakarbos Akuda. Let's see, Rashi. Hasala Shava Shebehem Shadarkan Hazik. The Mashma Af Kol Shadarkan Hazik Shmrosan Echo. Umay Motsis Asui. What are you telling us? Hainu Eish. The Toda de Eishi. I'm sorry, I should get the right. There's a saying that the Gemara is saying if it's Amno Sakino Maso, if it's Bahadi, the Koazli, Hainu Eish. The Toda de Eishi, it's a Toda de Eish. The Maishno Eish Mine, because why the different Mine? She can't go to Kakamurabo. So what does it sound like from Rashi? That
Koyachacher
is a
sounds like it's
or a Kula?
The Kula. Even though it's Koyachachemurabo, it's still going to be Chayiv.
No.
Okay. That's your, what does
no,
someone else
like
say?
They're just telling you we have Arbavis and Zikin. What does this fall in line with? It's Eish. And Eish is Potter and Taman. Finished.
But what does it sound like? It's a Kula or a Chumra?
It's a Mechayiv.
It's a Mechayiv. Mechayiv means
there's
a
cost of this. You're Potter and Taman.
Okay, but a Mechayiv means it's a Chumra. It's the, right? In other words, the language of Rashi, let's look at Rashi carefully. Rashi says, I knew age. It's a told age. This is no different than age. She can't go Kachamurabo, because age had now, if Kachamurabo is a Kula, missing no point. You have to tell me, you want to say this is A, you have to say this has the same chumras of A, right? Everything in the world has chumras and kulas. In order to be A, you have to have the chumras of A. If you don't have, if you have the chumras of A without the kulas of A, pashas, you're still A, you're A plus, right? If you have, theoretically, if you had a let's say, for example, you have an Asian Koyach HaChemurabo. So let's say instead of a Koyach HaChemurabo, I have my car and I leave the motor on and the car goes and drives and does hezek. I go out of my car and I leave the motor on. I run into the store, the car goes by itself and hezek. It's not Koyach HaChemurabo, so it's a Galva Chaymer, right? The fact, if you have all the Sivas and Mechayvim, but you're missing the Kudas, you're still the Av. So,
maybe that's Adam then. Maybe it's not Eish, it's Adam.
Then if you have more, that's not Adam though, because it's not Adam, it's your mom. And saying, assuming it's not.
It's not Eish. The point is, we know that this is Koch. I'm just coming out of Shurishkin on Gago. Shurishkin is Koch HaChemurabo. The Shaila is that enough to mean that therefore it's not Chayiv? So we'll say, just like Eish is chayiv, even though it's korach murbo, so too this can be chayiv, even though it's korach
murbo. Rashi, I'm sorry, I don't agree. Rashi has to say, the ikker reason why you're chayiv by Eish is not because it's korach murbo. According to this pshat, if korach murbo is a kula, the reason why you're chayiv by Eish is because it's memaincha ushmiras and adal. So Rashi should have said, Hainu Eish, the told of the Eishi, the Maishna Eish Minei, she came in Main Chashmiras, and Aninami in Main Chashmiras,
and But then every Av is that. But every Av is Mon Chashmiras, and Lecha.
Okay, but a minute, so you say, Main Chashmiras, and Lecha, Hainu Masik. The saying, Kayak Achem, if Kayak Achem Urev is a Kula, and then Rashi left out all the Chumras, he's missing the point. You have to tell me, if you want to say Hainu Eish, you have to tell me how it has the Chumras of Eish. You can't say it has the Kudas of Eish. That doesn't tell me that it's Eish. If you tell me it has the Chumras of Eish, so then it's included in Eish. Maybe it's Eish plus, it's more. It could be simultaneously two of it. Some things can be simultaneously more than one of. If let's say you have something which has the Chumras of Eish and the Chumras of Adam, so it's both Eish and Adam. There's things can be, but in order to be in the Toda of Eish, you have to have the Chumras of Eish. Pashup Shat, you don't need Pashtas, even if you're missing the Kulas, you're still the Chumra, you're still an Eish. You just might be a Eish and more than an Eish. You could be,
according to what,
two of us at the same time, Pashtas.
Rabbi, isn't this exactly reading the Gemara? I mean, why is this not different than just reading the Gemara?
In the Gemara, the Taisa said on that base, according to the Mr. Brackets, that when the Gemara said here, Eish is Kayach Acher Murabo, it was referring to a Kula, not a Kula.
But how is that possible? According to what the Hezber that Rebbe just gave in Rashi, Rashi is saying that it's a Chumrah, then how is that possible to read that way?
Because the Gemara mentions two Chumras. The Gemara mentions the Chumrah of the Mayim Tashmiras. So therefore,
that's not a specific Chumrah by Eish.
That's a Chumrah by Eish too. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, according to what Taiva says, that Mishnah Eish, that even though it has a Kula of Korach Achemura, and therefore, logically, you should be potter. Nonetheless, you're chayiv because you have the chumrah mimayin chashmiras. So here also, you have the chumrah mimayin chashmiras. That's how you
that
would
make it. That doesn't make it Eish specifically, but that will make it Hainu Eish.
Yes, it would make it Hainu Eish. You would have the mechayiv of Eish. According to Taisis, if the mechayiv of Eish, Pashup Shat, I'm sorry, according to Taisis, Pashtus, the Mechayiv of Eish is, you have to be moving, you have to have the Chumras of moving, V'mayin Chashmirecha. So if I gave the example of the car, Lu Yitzur, you have something that moves, V'mayin Chashmirecha, and it's not Koyach Acher Murabo, Pashtus in Bava Kamma is that's still Eish. Now, it might be more than Eish, sure. But it's definitely Eish. You don't not be an of because you don't have a kula. You're missing a kula. You only stop being an of if you're missing a chumrah. That's the
fact. Maybe the Gemara. Maybe other Rishayim, but Taisa says
that the Feirish and Chavches.
Our Gemara
is
saying
the Gemara says.
Chavches, that if you have chumras and you're missing kulas, you're still that of. Because what makes you the of, it's logical. What makes you the of is having the chumras. So, according to Taisis, Koyach Acher Murav is not needed to be Mechai of you for H. What's needed is Holech Umazik, Memaincha, Vishmiras, and Adel. But Rashi, who says, so the way you read the Gemara is, even though it's Koyach Acher Murav on there, for you should be father. Nonetheless, you're chayiv because you have these other ingredients. But Rashi, who leaves out the other ingredients, Rashi just says, told that the Eish is chayiv because koyach acher murabo, and that's the only reason he says you're chayiv. So that means that Rashi has to be saying, in my opinion,
that the Rashi is arguing with Taisus on that base, or at least the person who put the brackets in that Taisus, and saying that on that Vav, the Kayach Acher Murabo is a Chumra, not a Kula.
Rebbe, the
Gemara says, and Daf Ham is based, say that though, he says a different Chumra for Ish, though, no?
What?
Rashi and Daf Hay says the chumra for Ish is that it's more that it's shekain wedus lachol bein shuray la bein she'in or in.
But I have more than that. There could be many chumras of Ish. But
Rashi invented
one. Is a chumra. Rashi there wanted to have a chumra that others don't have on that
block. Or something others don't have.
Okay, well, I have to explain how koyach acher is a chumra.
It's a chumra legabe bar. I would say it's a kula legabe shor and a chumra legabe bar.
That's what Tosfos and Daf Hey says.
I would say like you too. I like that. We're agreeing.
Isn't that Tosfos and Daf Hey?
In other words, saying, I feel bad for Benny's Yemen Sinai. He's trying for it, but I got to get a word in. You can't get a word in.
Can't get a word in, Revy. I'm trying to let everyone else talk.
It's almost like
I'm fighting my Yetzer, Revy.
It's almost like the Blatcher. You know how frustrating the Blatcher used to be. I remember once I finally got into starts. Then someone cut me off. And then the whole share is talking about the other guy was talking to the other guy. I was so upset. Anyway. But I'll get you in a minute. But you're right. I would learn like you. That how is Koyach Acher Murabo a Chumra? So I would say that Rashi learns Koyach Acher Murabo as a Chumra because it's a form of Halecho Mazik. Koyach Acher Murabo makes it Halecho Mazik. It's a cheap. It's a quasi Halecho Mazik. When Rashi learns, he doesn't learn that Koyach Acher Murabo is a Chumra. He means the Koyach Acher Murabo causing it to be Halechu Mazik is a Chumra.
Isn't that the first choice on Daf Hey?
I don't know. Which dice is?
The big one. The really big one in the middle.
The really big one. Okay.
Always go with the really big dice that and jump to in the middle.
He says, Borsh and Nasa Bloko. Hang on.
Right. He put those into the words of Koyach Acher Murabo. The Saibis put that into the word because on that day.
He says it.
The Gemara meant when the Gemara said Koyach Acher Murabo. His Saibis saying that's what the Gemara means with those words. Saibis on that day. Said the Gemara means a kula, because if the Gemara meant the chumra, the Gemara really should have said hodechu mazik. It's a little bit daichik what we're saying, because we're really saying the chumra is hodechu mazik, not koyach acher murabo. Koyach acher murabo is a sneaky way of saying hodechu mazik, so it's a little daichik. You should have used the same lashon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says eish has a chumra, that it's hodechu mazik. So why would the Gemara change the language and use the lashon of Koyach Acher Murabo? So it's there. That's why I assume Taisus says on that base that Koyach Acher Murabo is emphasizing the Kula Shabbat, right. Not emphasizing the Halecho Mazik. If you wanted to emphasize the Halecho Mazik, just say Halecho Mazik. Okay, anyway,
can I suggest the way that Rashi could be going the Kula? The Gemara says Lusui Emai, right? So when it's Gemara says Lusuye Mai, it's asking what case is more makel and really doesn't fall under as a told of any of the other ones, and yet we're going to say it's chayev because of a tzad hashava, right? So therefore, I would think that Avnos Kimaso is that case because it has the kula of Koyach Acher Murabo. So we come along and say no, Eish also has that Koyach Acher Murabo, and therefore I don't need the tzad hashava to be Lusuye because it's really already covered in the case of Eish, and Rashi can be saying that.
Okay, but it has to jive with the Gemara. You see the Gemara, when the Gemara says Maishna Eish, the Gemara is going in passes in one direction. It says Maishna Eish to Kaya Acher Murabo, Umimaycha Mishmirasanel. So the Mimaycha Mishmirasanel are definitely for Chiyuv. Okay, Tosfos says that it's not. So the Gemara is trying, is not we're doing.
That's because it's the Sada Shava. Those are the parts of the Sada Shava. Everything in the Sada Shava is Mon Chatzur
Mizrula. The way Tavis is reading that what you need to be Mechayev Eish is Mimayim Chashmi Rasanau.
Right.
So when Rashi, who says that Eish is Chayev, Maishna Eish, which is the Torah of the Eish, because you're Chayev Al Eish.
And therefore, I don't need the Sada Shava in order to, and therefore, I don't need the Sada Shava in order to learn it out because it's already learned out from Eish.
Okay. All right, I hear, but I'm not ready. Okay, fine. I can't argue. I think Rashi is telling you why you're chayiv. Rashi's mashma, to me, it's mashma that koyach emurav is a sivas and mechayiv.
Just a clarify question. I know probably saying what everybody just said. Wouldn't it make sense without looking at the Gemara Rashi, somebody mentions an example. He says, ninth grade, Rebbe says, what about this in this case? And the Rebbe just says, Hainu Hach. It's the same exact case. So why can't the Gemara just be saying, Hainu Eish? That is Eish. There's no Chumrah, there's no Kula. It's Eish.
Not physically Eish. Eish is fire. Eish is hot, right? You know,
it's not fire.
It's that in Lundis, it's a comparable thing.
It's Hainu Hach. It's exactly the same thing.
Once you have the Chumras, you're Eish. You don't need
to. Even without the Chumras, I could argue.
You don't need to be the Kudas to be Eish. As long as you have the Chumras, you're Eish. The Kudas don't make you Eish. That's what I keep on insisting.
No, but the Kudas make it.
It's Eish. It has the designated Parsha. Like Rabbi Meltzer said, it's Pata from Tamim.
If you had a car, that's my example again. You had a car and you left the motor on and the car does Hezek. Assuming it doesn't spin into any other Mazik. So I would say it's Eish. It's an Eish. It doesn't have Ruach Chaim, so it's not a shur. So it's an Eish. It's an Eish without Koyach HaChamura, but so what? So it's a Gal V'Chomer. But you don't need Chumras to be an Eish. So there's
the Kula was what makes it.
Tavis on Daf Beis doesn't say that. Tavis on Daf Beis, the Gemara is saying Afalpi. Even though it's Koyach HaChamura, and you would think it's Mutter for that reason. Because of the other reasons, but not that Koyach HaChamura is part of what's making you chayiv. If it's a kula, then it's irrelevant to the chayiv because kulas don't bring chiyuvim. Kulas only bring peturim. So if you wanted to say Hainu Eish, you're chayiv for Eish, you do not have to say the kulas.
What does the Gemara mean by Lesuye Mai? When the Gemara says Lesuye Mai, what does it mean?
I heard your chat. It's a very nice chat, but I'm allowed not to agree.
No, but in Shakla Vataria, in the Gemara, wouldn't it be possible that Gemara names a case that doesn't sound like Eish, and the Gemara's answer is it is Eish. It has a defining characteristic.
You see, you're arguing with Tosis on that basis.
No, that's fine. Rashi could hold like me, but
Rashi's not holding like you either, because then he would have to describe all the characteristics. The fact that Rashi, I'm saying Tavis is not like you, and Rashi, I'm saying, is not like Tavis either, because Rashi only picks the one characteristic. Rashi leaves out, the characteristic of a mind, and he only says
because that's not unique to age.
Because
that one is not unique to age. The other two. I'm sorry. I'm in a car.
I'm assuming that these are the Sivas and Mechayiv. So the Rashi is Mashma, that it's a Sivas and Mechayiv. And the Koyach Acher is a Sivas Mechayiv. Which is not Tysus. So okay.
If not for Rashi and Tysus, would the Gemara be able to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like bothering so many people, but you remind me of my father-in-law that's out had a favorite joke. He said that someone came to the rugged shopper and he asked him for a bracha. And the Ragachar did not want to give him a brachas. In general, Gedolim did not like giving brachas because it was like, why are you coming to me for a bracha? Because you think I'm a tzaddik. I'm not such a tzaddik. What are you bothering me? What do you, you know, don't, I don't deceive you. Do you think I'm a tzaddik? So the guy was nudging the Rogachev for a bracha, and the Rogachev wouldn't give him. So the Rogachev Shamish was trying to help the person. So he says, Chazal say, listen, Chazal say, Al Tia Birchas Hejit Kawa Beinacha. Is something. So what does it hurt to give him a bracha? Even an Birchas Hejit is good. A Kawa Chaymer, the Rogachev is bracha. So the Rogachev told him, and it's a Gemara, in a few places, if you can learn out without a Kama Chomer, it's even better than with a Kama Chomer, because then it's a perfect limud, because it's exactly the same. It says, with your logic, better you should give the bracha, and then you don't need a Kama Chomer. Right? Okay. So that's what you're saying.
Like a Shafer Roger Shafer line.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, that the Gemara wants to point out that it's exactly the same, that there's a Maida. There's a Maida that it's exactly the same. If it wouldn't have koyach achemura, it would be a kal v'chaymer. But when it's missing koyach achemura, you know, it's without the kal v'chaymer, so it's better. I don't know.
Isn't Rashi Gufa? Isn't Rashi Gufa saying that not isn't Rashi Milfroch not like that? Because that's why he says the word tolda. Why else does he use the word tolda? It shows that it's not hainu eish. It's not hainu hach. It's a tolda.
Right, no, but he wants to say that still what may the Gemara's Rashi, the Gemara wants to point out that it's a perfect Tolda. It's a Tolda because it has all the factors. And in other words, he wants to claim that if it would be if you had the Chumras without the Kulas, it's not as perfect Tolda. It's like my story with the Rogachever, you know, because when it has exactly all the factors, it's even better. I don't know. That's pashtus, just like in the Rogachev story, it's not so pashtus. It's pashtus if you have it pashtus, even though a kal v'chomer is better. You know,
Rebbe, I mean, just lamed zchus for this mahalik. I'm saying if theoretically it didn't have the kula, then you may theoretically have made a limud from, let's say, you may make a limud from shore, and then make up and then
shore. It doesn't have ruach chayim. Has ruach chayim.
Then you can say sure. And then you can say eish yochiach. All I'm trying to say is that since what is it, particularly in the Grizz where you're learning that you have like different mazikim or different categories, and they have their own dinim. So then it taka may be learned out from a binyan av, even though theoretically you could learn it straight from one mazik.
Okay. All right. Okay, I hear.
Okay, if you don't say
Lamana Emes Rashi on Gimel Mabei says Lahedya that it's a Chumrah.
Yeah, Rashi says there, the Havane, yes. So Rashi says, right, the Rashi on, so the Mana Emes, we're not supposed to say the Mana Emes. The Mana Emes, Rashi on Gimel Mabei says,
which Rashi?
A strange Rashi. Ruach Mitsuya, Rashi. Where is it, Rashi? In the middle of the page. Kayak achem urabo, nahave rasuge adaite. So he does say, yes. Rashi says, and Gimel Mabeis, it's a chumrah. So he definitely is arguing because Taisus on that base has to be going either on, it's for sure going on Gimel Mabeis. You know, he's quoting Gimel. So yeah, Rashi does say it's a chumrah. What Rashi means, so that's what Chesky Brigitte was asking. I don't know how Rahavale Asuge Adaite. You know, it doesn't sound like he's saying because it's Cholech Umazik. I don't know unless that's what he means. Okay, anyway, let's go further because we got
isn't, back isn't,
there.
Let's go further, please. But isn't Rahavale Asuge compensating for the fact that it's not Ruach Chaim?
There's defining the mazik. The
asuge adaite means why you're chayiv. You're chayiv because you should have been asuge adaite.
Even though it's no ruach chayiv.
No, even though.
It's not their contesting.
Raja, you should be chayiv because it's havei asuge adaite. Because what it sounds like from Rashi is that another, the simple Rashi on Dav Gimel is that sometimes koyach achem urabo makes something scarier. It has a koyach achem urabo. Wow, it's scary. It's not just my nice cow. And is it my nice cow? I know my cow. My cow is a nice domesticated cow. But the age, it's not my age. It's someone, there's somebody else in some monster joining forces with the age, which is going to hezek. So it's
Rabbi, it's lahavdil like carbon monoxide poisoning. They say if you leave these appliances on your kitchen, it's going to trigger carbon monoxide poisoning, and it's going to cause this invisible poison. You're not going to see it. It's koyach
achamurva. Okay. You agree with me? I'm not sure. I'm not used to you agreeing with me.
I hear it.
Okay. All right. Right. Okay. Let's go further. As long as we get let's go. So Mari goes, either go as it go mahino h my shall go after more about my kashmiraka. And a buzzer deny. Either after we know Ben a rab, Ben a shmu, Haino boar. If it's
the rest.
So then it's a boar. It's a full-fledged boar. Maishna boar, she can't I'm going really a little quickly because it's getting late. Anna did not ask me. So Anna, I have to say that we're talking about Buster Denaichi. And no afkirinu. So the Shmuel Damar couldn't be Shabbat and I knew Hainu Bor. So we don't need a Tzada Shaveh. So the Mara says, Oidam Dafkirinu. Okay, so now let's get to the Maskan, which is we skipped it off quickly. So now let's go slow down again. So saying the case is, Amno Sakino Maso, Bosser Denar, Hinicho Brosh Agag. Basar denaichi and afkirinu. And even though the of is bor, you need a tzara shavet. Why? Because lo dami the bor, not a bor, shekein and koyach achem u'urabo. Tom ba'ani shekoyach achem u'urabo. Eish tachiyach, ma'yesh kein da'ak olayek la'azik bor. Tachiyach was radim. So the Gemara is saying, again, let's just say over the Gemara outside. The Gemara asks the kasha, what's the case? If the case is Basar Denaichi and it's Afkirinu, Hainu Bor, and you don't need a Tzara Shaveh. And for the Gemara, the case is Basar Denaichi and Afkirinu. You want to know why do you need a Tzara Shaveh? Because Bor doesn't have Koyach Achim Urabo, and this has Koyach Achim Urabo. Okay, that's the Gemara. So I had a very simple question. What was the Havamina? The answer sounds so simple.
Regardless, so, it sounds just like the Gemara and Gimel Mabit.
Before you scream. Wait,
no, I'm saying okay, this sounds like the Gimel.
Let me get the question. Now, so superficially, the Havamina didn't know the Kula of Koyach Achem Urebo, right? That would be simple pshat. The Havamina did not know Koyach Achem Urebo. So therefore, the Havamina said, Hainu Bor. The Gemara is Mechadesh that there is a Kula called Koyach Achem Urebo. And therefore, you can't learn out from Bor and you need a Tzara Shavet. Right? That's simple of Shah the Gemara. So what's the problem?
That became a Bor through Esh.
Yeah, but what's the problem? I need a problem. What's the problem?
Is Rebbe bothered that normal be dug by the person and here the boar is really being
created? No, I'm bothered by a simple problem.
The Gemara knows it from before.
The Gemara in the first line, according to Tavis on the Tavis learned. He said, I don't know, again, but Taisa said on that days that when the Gemara said in the first line, Hechi Dami, either ko Azik or Maski, Hainu Eish, Maishna Eish, the Koyach Achem Urebo, and Taisa says that's a Kula, even though it's Koyach Achem Urebo, and therefore you should be part there. you're still chaya because of the ma'ayin shmirah sanecha. So Taiva says the Farish on that base, the way Mr. brackets and he said that when the Gemara said kayach achre murabo in the top of that above, the Gemara knows that kayach achre murab is a kula. So if the Gemara knows that, so
then how do you explain the world?
What in the world was the Gemara's question? It's such an, the answer is obvious. And where I said, So the Gemara, the Gemara's answer is no, it's not bor because it's kayach achre murabo. Yeshikayach. You said that in the first line in the Gemara that this case is kayach achre murabo. Even when it's
Rebbe, in the first line of the Gemara, koach achre murabo was in the hezek itself. Here, the koach achre murabo is getting it to the point that it's now a mazik. But when it's actually mazik, it's mazik mitzad atzmo. It's not mazik in conjunction with the koach achre.
Okay, now you're saying you're saying that in the first point, it was mazik. The koach achre was the force which was causing the hezek.
And how is ish tochich on that?
One second. So the koach achre. You're saying that the Gemara and the Havamina thought that that's called Kayach Acher because the Kayach Acher is doing directly the Hezek.
Or is in conjunction with it. They're working in conjunction.
But in our case, in the second case, the Kayach Acher is only moving it to the place where it does the Hezek. So that Kayach Acher, the Havamina thought, doesn't count. I'm not so sure I hear this Sarah so well, but there is definitely a difference.
Which part is Rabbi asking?
I have a problem like this. Let me say over the problem, and then we'll say over to Shamir's answer, and we'll try and say over maybe also Aaron Hertzberg has a problem on Shamir's answer too, and I don't know, and we'll see, and then I think I can go home. But the hopefully the yeshiva made $1 million while I was away, and then we can go celebrate. So the question I was at, very simple question. The Gemara had a question. Gemara has a kasha. Why do you need a tzad hashav? You can just learn this trait from bor. Because if it's baser denaichi, it's moving, then it's a full-fledged age. If it's baser denaichi and it's afkirinu, it's a full-fledged bor. So why do you need a tzad hashav? That was the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, we're talking baser denaichi, after it landed. The reason why you need a tzad hashav, because it's not a full-fledged bor, because it has a kula of koyach achre me'urabo. So the movement of the Gemara seems to be that the Gemara and the Havamina did not know that there's such a kula of koyach achre me'urabo. And the Gemara in the Maskana is Mechadesh, that there's a Kula, Kayach Acher Murabo. It seems clearly in the Gemara. The Gemara having a thought that when a wind blows a rock and now the rock does Hezek, it's a full-fledged boar. You don't need Eish. It's plain, it's full boar. The Gemara is Mechadesh. No, you can't learn it from boar because it's Kayach Acher Murabo. So the Havina did not know that Kayach Acher Murabo is a factor. But the way Taisus on that base reads the opening line in our sugya, the Gemara says, if it's Eba Hadi de Koazi Komaski, Hainu Eish, Maishna Eish to Kayach Acher Murabo, Mokash Merosanach, and Taisus learned that that Kayach Acher Murabo was a Kula, even though it's Kayach Acher Murabo and you should be Mutter. It's still Aser. So that means that Gemara, according to Taisus, knew that Kayach Acher Murabo is a Kula. They knew that in the opening line of the Sugya. So if they knew that in the opening line of the Sugya, so what was the Gemara's question that the Gemara and Havamina to think that this is Bor? That was my problem. So Shamir wants to answer that there's a difference. And the Gemara in the opening line, the Kayach Acher is causing the fire to move, the rock to move, and the Hezek is done with the moving. The velocity, the moving is part of what causes a hezek. It's not just the rock. The rock flying at a speed is what causes the damage. So the koyach acher is part of the hezek. At the end of the Gemara, the koyach acher is only setting the stage for the hezek. It's helping to make the stage. So there is a havamina that koyach acher only. He said, when did the Gemara know that koyach acher is a kula? That's only when the koyach acher is part and parcel of the hezek. But when it's just setting, helping to make the stage for the hezek, then they didn't know that.
Doesn't sound
I'm
like
not so sure. I hear that.
Rebbe, isn't that strange?
Because the whole thing before is because you you didn't make the hezek. The guy walked into the board. So the whole thing that you're chayav for is because you did something that created the board. So here, the koyach acher is doing part of your job. So I mean, it seems
Can I say something that's, I think, similar to Shemir? Maybe it's the same thing he meant, but wait, the fact that normally
before you say the shot, can I just say a different second, issue normally, with Shemir's shot?
You got feedback here, guys.
Yeah, normally the board is created by a person. Right? Normally, boar is created by a person. Here, the boar was created by a koyach acher morivbo. So therefore, that what's teaching me is that I would think that would be that you would be putter because it was created by koyach acher morivbo. Comes and tells you, even though koyach acher morivbo created it, you're still chayiv. That's what the Sada Shava teaches me.
Right. But our problem is that we agree with you. Our problem is that we don't understand what was the Gemara's havamina. That the Gemara and the havamina thought you don't need a Sada Shava. How could the Gemara not know you need a Tzad HaShava when the Gemara itself, in the first line, pointed out that Koyach Acher Morivbo is a Kula? So obviously you need a Tzad HaShava. Okay, I'm sorry.
According to Shemir, according to your Peshat also, shouldn't the Gemara say that this is also Koyach Acher Morivbo? Meaning the point is that we're not being mechadish that Koyach Acher Morivbo is a Kula. Mechayish that this is included in Koyach Acher Morivbo.
Okay, so of course we'll say that is what the Gemara is saying. That the Gemara is.
But that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is just saying that this is Koyach Acher Morivbo. Not Koyach Acher Morivbo is.
So that's a part of it. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that you thought that this is not, doesn't have a mitzvah of Koyach Acher Morivbo. This has koyach acher morivbo.
I would also just point out that it seems from the Gemara here and other places that the Gemara takes for granted that a person's chayav for a boar that he created b'pshia. I mean, he didn't do a mice of creating it. B'totzah his pshia, the boar was created. He tripped. He did. I mean, but so I'm trying to say is that therefore likely here you could argue that his pshia is considered the ikker cause of this boar. His pshia putting the av nesekina maso on the roof is considered the creation of the boar, to which the Gemara says, well, so kolso is a koach achma uruv, and therefore you can't purely attribute it to the pshia.
Okay, what were you asking? That you were saying that it can't bring a rye from Aish? Why not? You're not there anymore? No. Okay, not there.
Do we understand why Rashi understands it? I mean, Rashi says it's a chumra in the beginning, now it's a kula.
Yeah, that is a different problem. The assumption would be that koyach acher can be simultaneously a chumra and a kula. I don't know if that's so terrible. The same thing can be both a chumra and a kula. I don't know. That I think is easier, personally. Sometimes a certain something can be a ma'ida and a chisarin. You can say the person is very I don't know. You can say he's very fast. So is that a ma'ida or a chisarin? So it's a ma'ida, but it's also a chisarin.
How would that read into the Gemara?
Are very fast and they're careless. Right? The Rishivas used to that was Rishivas' favorite. He used to tow over. That there was, I forgot who it was, used to say about Rav Naftali Trapp, that Naftali Ayel Shalucha, Anose Imre Shafer, that Naftali is going the Pasik, it's the Pasik in the Chumash, Azi is not going to Naftali Trapp. He said, Naftali Trapp, is an ash. He was extremely fast. His head was very fast. And people who usually are fast make mistakes. But he was not a shofar. He didn't make mistakes. That was the praise of him, that he was fast and didn't make mistakes. But most people that are fast make mistakes. So when I say someone is fast, that could be a praise and it could be an insult. It's both. It's a maiva if you're in a rush. It's good that the person's fast, but it's not good if you want to, you know, someone, you go to a doctor and you say, oh, this doctor is very fast. it depends.
Like usually they say either someone's a masmid or he's an Eloi. The implication of one is not the other. If he's an Eloi, then he's not a masmid. If he's a masmid, the assumption he's not an Eloi.
Okay. And I remember going once for a barber. And the barber was, someone else walked into the barbershop and he saw I was there. So he left. The guy says, I'll be done right away. It'll be 10 minutes, I'll be finished. And no, I don't have time. Okay, 5 minutes, I'll be finished. Okay, I'll be finished in 2 minutes. That was my haircut. Sometimes there's an, you like the barber is fast. That's a very big praise. But if he's doing your haircut, you're not so happy if he's fast. So something can be a maida and a chisarin at the same time. So in Rashi, I would say that koyach acher murabo is a maida and a chisarin. So the Gemara and the Havamina knew it was a maida. The Gemara and the Maskana is being mechadish is also a chisarin.
Rabbi smacked that out with half tins in the Gemara.
It's not so bad. But according to Taisis on that Taisis is saying that the Gemara and the Havamina knew that it was a chisarin already, and they already knew that in the beginning. So then, what was the Gemara's Havamina? So there, so far I have two choices. Either you can say like Shamir, that this is not the same thing. I'll have to think about that. Or we could say that the person, the Mr. Maramakom on that day, made a mistake.
Maybe he meant this step. Maybe he meant the step of Eish Tochia. He meant that, he didn't mean the exact words of Tosis. The Tosis words are going on that gimel, but also on that vav, it brings kacham acher as a kula.
I don't know. That's not on that vav.
Isn't it important that Cheshvan and Tosin Daf Beis that Koach Acham Urabo is not a Chumrah? I'm just going from recollection, but as far as I remember, it's important to Tosos that there is no Chumrah of Koach Acham Urabo.
Okay, so let me look. I have to look over the Taisis again. Okay, anyway, I think I'm going to...